So did you enjoy your holidays with the family?
I did. You know, this is the first year since 1978 that I have been home for Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day.
Nice.
And New Year's Day.
Nice.
And can I tell you, I hope it doesn't happen again. Christmas Eve morning, I drove to Cedarburg and did not come back downtown to my place until the day after Christmas. So I spent, you know, Christmas Eve and Christmas Eve day and then Christmas Eve evening.
It was like a postcard.
It was. And then Christmas Eve morning, which was, you know, I need to share, and I know that I've talked about my mom and her cooking,
yeah.
But my mother outdid herself on Christmas morning.
Really?
Oh, yeah. My mom, see, and as my sister said after the fact, she says, Mom, what you need to do is get like two or three recipes that work.
and
then use them. Because she thought she'd try a little something different.
Okay.
And I, you know, so what she did was she took some flour tortillas. We're talking breakfast. Flour tortillas and rolled them with cheese and onions and peppers and...
That sounds good.
Okay, so she did all of that, rolled them all up, put them into, again, the Pyrex baking dish that she served the key lime pie out of, and then topped it with eggs. And then put it in the oven. Okay, I was like, flour tortillas on Christmas morning. Olé.
Okay,
we're doing a Feliz Navidad Prospero Año Christmas, which is fine. So then she took some sesame seed breadsticks... wrapped bacon around them.
Okay, now you're losing me.
Put them in the oven, and at the end, put the bacon breadsticks, which looked like sausages. It was like, this is a dog treat, Mom. She says, do you have to be so gay all the time? Do you just have to be so gay all the time? I'm like, well, Mom, that's just... And put them on top of the Fiesta Christmas Navidad thing.
Well, it's good that you're home, though, around family, you know, and you can lean on family to take care of things. Mom's doing well.
Mom is doing well. We have a... You know, I wanted to share a story which happened over the holidays, which is bitter and sweet and funny to me.
Okay.
Just so you know. My mom comes from this family of women. You know, she comes... Her mother... Mary, you know, my grandmother Mary had all of these sisters and brothers, and her youngest sister, whose name is Claire, who lives in Glendale, California, the youngest kid in my grandmother's family, in 1940s married a Jewish man, David, and all of my grandmother's brothers and sisters didn't talk to Claire anymore because she married a Jewish man. And the only sibling of Claire's to talk to her was my grandmother, Mary. So she kept a relationship going with her youngest sister, Claire. You know, my mother was born, so her aunt, Claire, David and Claire never had any kids. They moved to California. He was a professor. And my mom, Joan, was Aunt Claire's niece. And my mom's brother, Jerry, was her nephew. And these are the only two kids that really were in this woman's life. So she moved to California. So every year my mother, you know, sends her a Christmas package with, you know, with baked goods.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, oh, Mom. Baked goods, toiletries, underwear, cheese, sausage.
Mm-hmm.
She gets it. So this year she sends her Christmas package back. And she sends it out to Aunt Claire. And 2 weeks later it comes back and it says, deceased. Deceased. My mom calls me. She said, I got the package back from Aunt Claire, and it said that she's deceased. I said, well, did you get a call or anything? No. I says, do you think she's really dead? She says, well, I don't know. And I said, Mom, do you remember when you came to visit me in California? And I lived in, you know, I lived in Los Angeles, and she lived in Glendale, which is just over the hill. And I said to you, Mom, do you want to go see Aunt Claire? And she says, well, I do, but not with you. And I said, you don't want me to go? She says, no. I said, why? She says, because I haven't told Aunt Claire that I have kids yet.
What?
My mom had six kids, and she never shared that information with her Aunt Claire. I said, Ma, your kids are 35 to 51. When do you think you'll share it with her? So she got the package back from Aunt Claire, and I says, Mom, were you really that close? And she says, well, that is my aunt. I says, well, do you think she's dead? Well, I'm not sure. I says, what was in that pack? And she says, well, some baked goods. I said, did you bake them? And she says, yes. I says, I think she wrote that on that package. What she should have wrote is, I'm deceased. Because of your baked goods. It turns out the woman died.
Oh, did she?
She died in September.
I'll be darned.
So now we're going through all of this. My mom, 1995, my mom got a letter from her describing exactly where everything was in her apartment, and that when she was to pass, my mother should go in and go to the dresser that was on the northeast wall in her Glendale apartment and go to the bottom drawer, and in that bottom drawer there will be a box.
Dun, 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 dun,
it was all
dun,
of that.
Dun,
so when my mom talked to the neighbor, my mom says, so, oh, was there anything on that northeast wall? And the woman said the only thing left in her apartment was a bed, and my mom says, where'd she sit? She only had a bed in her apartment? I said, I think somebody hauled away that northeast wall. Yeah.
So you're how's the whole landlord situation going for you? Do you
You know what? I purchased another little property, and I purchased the property next door. In my building, I purchased the apartment next door.
So it's like a condo that you
bought. A condo. And so I've ripped through walls. Well, I haven't. I've hired a contractor and his crew. Well, and it's my first real experience with a contractor. First of all, it's a strange breed of people, these contractors, because they're always like, I'll be there tomorrow. When is tomorrow? Can you tell me? Tomorrow never really comes with these contractors. Finally, he showed up. Last Friday, he came and he ripped through my wall to go to... I'm claiming the room next door, and it's a bedroom. I'm claiming a bedroom next door, and then I'm building a wall and making that apartment into a studio apartment.
Oh, okay.
So he came in and said, this is what we're going to do. And then his crew came in, these two guys, who I was just like, wow. This is the makings of a porn movie for me. It truly is. It's last Friday. I'm just like, hi, can I get you a fish fry and would you eat it with your shirt off? I'm just like, yum! I live in this building that was built in the 20s, so I have all of these curved arches for doorways. They're really architecturally beautiful. And so I said, what I want you to do is cut through that wall and have an arch that matches that wall over this way. But I want it to size so that if I resale, we can put a door in there, because I don't want a door right now because I haven't had company in 14 years. So it makes no difference if there's a door to my bedroom. And it's like, I don't have a queen size bed. I have a full size bed. Why? Because I haven't had company in 14 years. It's just so sad to me. It's home alone homo is what this is all about here. So it's like, don't you want a door to your bedroom? No. Why? Who's going to be sitting in the living room looking at me?